this is Rudy with Chad Mobile.
W8FU.
Morning.
I'm getting gas. I'll be right back. NADBF.
This is Rudy with Chad.
Alrighty, Dakota. Catch you when you get back with your gas. Is that Gary?
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Good morning. Just starting the crawl. It's Friday, though, so all's good.
I'm just making my way to the airport exit here.
Okay, you're still working midnight and on your way home at this hour?
Yep. And there's been a shift to a realignment, and the guy comes in and releases me like a half hour early.
Well, look at that. Good deal. Anyhow, yesterday I was asking, did your boy ever finish school, and is he with somebody now doing a... I'm guessing he's involved in electronics somewhere at this point, right?
Yeah, he was, graduated in 23, and then he was working for Duckworth Associates.
Okay, I'm not sure I know that place, but, you know, I know he's in the radio and all that stuff, but those jobs are few and far between.
Yeah, he was there for about a year or so, and then, he got laid off. I guess things tapered back at Stellantis. That was like their major contract they had.
Roger. So what's he still looking now?
Yeah, he's still looking. He answers quite a few ads every day or whatever. But it's okay. I'm still working, so I'm waiting, since they're going to be taking the wrecking ball to my job, I'm waiting for them to offer me a cash incentive to leave.
What are they going to do? Are they going to outsource it all?
They're going to demolish our world headquarters.
Okay, so wouldn't your trade be at some other facility or some other plant?
I can exercise my seniority to Enterprise Data Center, which is the building just north of World Headquarters. And I'm a legacy employee, and they did offer $50,000 for people to leave, but I couldn't take it the last time because I had to have 66 years and 8 months, which would have been like October, and they rumored that you sign up in March, they'll might throw you out in April. And like, what am I going to do? How am I going to get $33,000 to coast me till October?
Right. Well, if they offered the incentive in the past, maybe they'll do it again. So there you go. Gotta be getting close though. I know I'm getting close. NADBF.
And I'll get the premium there. I leave at 70.
Yeah, yikes. What's up, Dakota? Back on the road. Yeah, you guys can carry on, but I want to hook up with you this morning if possible. I got that 706. I'm taking off early today to go hunting, so I got that 706, and I'll send you some monies. Okay, where are you at now? I'm at the Quinner and 16, so I can run up to 59 and rip that across. It's putting me at my office at 723. I think that ought to be perfect. I think I'll be going by right about then. So, all right, very good. I'll swing in. Yeah, sorry, don't worry about the cash. You can just Venmo it or something. In fact, Venmo's even preferable. Although it doesn't matter. US MAC 61.
Uh-huh.
Pleasure doing business, sir. Thank you. Man, they got the quinter messed up here. I'm not even 100% sure I'm on the right side of the road.
John?
So you said you work in a data center?
An enterprise data center, yeah. I was there for a while. I'm at World Headquarters right now. I just stay there until they close. I don't know. If they offer me a bonus cash buyout, I'll leave.
What aspect are you in the data center?
Operations, to take care of the chillers and the physical plant. On average, the plant we have, each hall uses about 320 tons of refrigeration to keep the hall cool. There's two halls.
I'll keep you in mind. There's something else cooking in my world, and your expertise may be needed.
I appreciate the offer, but I'm looking to just retire. POTA is just too enticing. And yesterday you were talking about the triangle antennas. I finally remembered it. It's a Scorpion. I guess it's really pricing the antenna. And they make a dipole version. I guess you could put it in your attic or out your backyard for HOA or what have you.
Are they even still in business?
I seen their website. I was looking at it yesterday at Quick Lane while I was getting my Bronco done.
I'm on the hunt for the smallest NFET I can get. I've got a pretty tiny one, but I'm specifically looking for something that I can roll up and fit in a pouch. Sean, I think all my goodies will be here today, so I'll show you what I'm doing, but it's going to be pretty slick. You know, that's a good platform to do it with. So that little 857 is a really good, like, man pack if you want full power. You know, if you're looking for QRP, there are other choices as well. But if you're looking for a full 100-watt rig, it's hard to beat that 857. I'm already schmoozing out my wife, telling her I want a 705 for Christmas. Well, and then there's that new Yaesu, man. Can't ignore that, but I love my 705. That's true. Hey, Jerry, what are you running, POTA?
I've got the 891 in a guy out of Tennessee, Harden Power Systems. He makes an ammo box, and I have it in that.
That's a cute little rig. I played with one a little bit. It was just a little too menu based for my liking. That would be the only knock. I agree, but once you figure it out, it's actually super, super fast to navigate. You can program the buttons to do whatever you want, basically. Okay, let's see here. I am just getting on to 59 here. Well, not quite, but almost. I'm 16 miles north of 59. Means I'll stop and get myself a Starbucks. Treat yourself. You replenished some of your bank account this morning.
Hey, Sean, does this limit your Venmo?
Can I do what with my Venmo?
Limited. Mine is like limited to $500 per 24 hours.
I haven't noticed, but are you talking about outgoing or incoming? Is there any limit on incoming? Because mostly I use it for that, then I just do a transfer over to my account, my bank account. What way are they limiting? Which direction? Sorry, I missed that. Do you know anything about that, Dakota? Is there a limit on Venmo transactions in either direction? Yeah, it's different per person. I did a bunch of work for my neighbor, and I told her, just pay for the supplies, and it was $1,000, and she has zero Venmo transactions, so she went to send me $1,000, and it wouldn't let her. But I just sent you $5, no problem. And I've received, I think I've received over $1,000 on mine. So it's based on how many transactions you have for how much money and how legit you are. So it really all comes down to security.
DFCU Financial, they limit me 500 outgoing per day, per 24-hour period. So, yeah, that's what I was just curious about it. I thought maybe everybody was treated that way, or I guess it's just my credit union.
Well, I'll have to check that out because I've always used Venmo as my amateur radio money place. And it's always been my secret little, amateur radio. If I'm doing an estate, I try to keep all the money in there so I can keep track of the estate money. Or under normal times, if I got fund money, I can look at my Venmo and say this is how much I got to spend on, toys. I always use Venmo to seem to be revolving around amateur radio transactions. But if there's some sort of limitation to it that would, come to get me at some point, then I gotta reconsider. PayPal will do it to you too. When I was selling a bunch of stuff on there, like shipping, like when I sold my 705, I got a bunch of money for that, and I had to ship it. They'll hold. They'll let you do the transaction, but they'll hold, whatever over your allotted amount, and then they don't release it until there's proof of delivery and no disputes for like 7 days or some BS. But same thing, you can increase that the more you use it. So like my PayPal limit right now, not credit, but like transfer sending and receiving is 20,000 because I've done so much on it. Well, look at that. Learn something new every day. Thanks for bringing that up, Jerry. I would have not known that. I've used it quite a bit, and I've never bumped into the end post. So I guess I've just been luck.
Okay. Yeah. I found that out with a couple of QRZ purchases, and I ended up telling them, hey, I'll give you half, and 24 hours from now, I'll give you the rest of it. Anyway, I'm here. I'm gonna change my clothes and I'm gonna go POTA this morning. KG8HZ. Have a good weekend.
All right, Drake. Catch you later and have fun. Good luck. Have fun activating. So I know there's a Starbucks a little closer before I get to your area. Gotta remember where it is. There it is. Oh man, should have made the turnaround there. What a haze! So before you get the haze, there's one by the Meyer too. Where are you at now? Just south of 30 Mile Road. So still on course here, 723 ETA. righty then, I'm going to circle back here at Hayes and go to the Starbucks. That'll fill a good 10 minutes or so. But we're good, because I'm way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, you've got time. 16 minutes. Remember, keep your eyes peeled for 706 Mark 2G.
There's a 7,000 just popped up locally, but it's no bargain, and it didn't look like it was, you know, minty or anything like that, so I don't know if the person's willing to negotiate. I think he's a GMRSer, but he's got a 7,000 on the Facebook Marketplace.
84 ZYQ.
Why does he have that? I forgot about 7,000 too. Whatever you recommend in that wheelhouse, but I've always been partial to the 706 Mark II. I was watching a POTA video last night. This new guy I've never seen, KF8 CNK or CFK or something like that. He had a 706 Mark II G. The thing looked like it literally just came out of the packaging. I don't know where he got it. Go ahead, Joe.
I got to disrupt your good morning QSO or roundtable there. I just want to say good morning. Hope you have a good day. Safe travels. Enjoy Friday as best you can, if you're working especially. And go Tigers. I don't know if it's on TV, but if I can find it, I'll watch it. But you guys have a good day. Safe travels. KE4ZYQ, one and done.
All right, Joe, yeah, go Tigers. It's, we'll see. But, the 706 Dakota is a great choice. It's simple, easy to read, you know, nice display. It's, you know, it's monochrome, you know, well, that green, you know, with the black colors. But, you know, but it makes it simple. I don't know why they are, to this day, the most popular of the group. I think it's just, you know, there were so many of them. The 7,000, the people, you know, like their 7,000s, too. I'll tell you what, they get good money for those. So, really, it's anything in that realm. I like the 7,000. I like that color display. And otherwise, it's pretty much the same radio. I think it's a little bit easier to navigate. So, that's my choice, but I would not pass on a 706 Mark IIG under any circumstances. You know, either one, they're both, you know, they're literally the same radio.
N8W.
Screwed up my radio there for a second. Go ahead.
W8FUNAW. Copy.
Tried to get coffee, Jay.
Sorry about that. Okay. Who we got out there?
Good morning. It's Dakota, NADBS.
Okay, NADBS. I don't believe I had a pleasure talking to you before. Where are you located?
We've been out here a few times. I think more so under my old call, KEA-DJT. I'm in Elmont. I'm not there now, but TGH is Elmont.
Good morning, Jay.
Morning. I got a... Please,
I think I got peanut butter in my ears here this morning. I was having trouble hearing Jerry this morning, and I know you said you've got something, Sean, and I got to turn my volume up because I got peanut butter in my ears.
Okay. Can you hear?
Oh, yeah, it's all on me. It ain't you. I've got a speaker under my seat, and I'm in a different vehicle, and it's just the frequency response is not cooperating with me. It's definitely not you.
Okay, well, I'll I just want to ask you a question. I remember a while back I was talking to you about that hot dog place at the Chicago Hot Dog. And I talked to some guys on the Echo Race on the Chicago Jets there. And they told me, they said there was Chicago Hot Dog that was supposed to be here. And
well, Jay, I said it was me, not you, right up until it was you. I'm sure on that last transmission, your audio went goodbye. And I know you were asking me about Chicago hot dogs, and have I been there, and I'm not sure the where, but your audio on that last one was horrible. Yeah, copy that. He dropped out completely.
Oh, brother. Well, my main radio is in the shop, and I don't know when it's going to be back, my 82991A. So I'm just losing this 78100 mobile that I've had for years, and I don't think it's in the best condition there. Matter of fact, there's a little fan that's sort of not working, so it might keep this radio a little heated up there, and that probably caused it to cut out. But anyway, all right, then. I was just asking if you had been over there lately to that Chicago hot dog place there. I'd like to try it one day. And could you tell me the location?
Well, the one that we were talking about is on Hall Road. I'm here right now. It's where the old Lakeside Mall used to be. Out in front is a place called Portillo's. And they're you know, as good as it gets as far as that goes. But there's also a place at Mac and on Mac in Grosse Pointe that does them. I'm sure there are others, but the place in Mac on Mac in Grosse Pointe was pretty good. So that would be right off 94, you know, about Caju, you know, somewhere in that, you know, area, outer Caju. I don't know which one would be easier, but the one up by Lakeside Mall. You tell me, Jay, when you want to do it, we'll work it out. We'll do a pilgrimage. I second Portillo's. That place is amazing, and the Chicago dogs are to die for.
Well, I had a Chicago hot dog, but I had it in Chicago, and I was just kind of wondering, does it taste the same, whatever they, because like I said, I was talking to on a net, they got a Chicago net on Echolink that I can get into, and they said they were going to be here, which I already know there's one located here, because I remember you had said you had been there, and I just wondered if you had, you know, if it still was around. All right, well, I'm going to get out of here, and yeah, we're going to take your offer up on that, Sean. But I'll let you guys go. This is November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lima.
Okie doke. Yeah, anytime, Jay. Just, you know where I'm at. I'm always here. So just if you ever get a hankering, you know, if it's, I know you're retired. If it's during the week, I'm not far from there at work. So I could do it anytime during the week if you found yourself this way. Of course, the weekend, not a big deal either. It's a little further for me, but it's really far for you. Well, kind of far. So, yeah, they're real good. They're, you know, as far as I can tell, they're just as good as the ones in Chicago. You know, I mean, as long as you use the, you know, the right hot dogs and the right buns and that fluorescent green relish, as long as you use all the right ingredients, it's hard to get them wrong.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I done had enough of Coney hot dogs. I think I have an urge for that Chicago hot dog since I hadn't had in a while there. 73. All right, we'll take y'all on that. This is N8WGL.
You know, another place, Sean, I'm sure you've been there. La Puma's, downtown Rochester. That might be a little bit closer. Well, probably not, actually. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. That place has killer Chicago dogs, too. I'm sorry, I doubled. What? Which place?
my bad. La Puma's, downtown Rochester. I think you said you used to ride your bike there. Well, I've ridden my bike there, but I've only been to La Puma's once. And I don't know if I had a Chicago dog. I'm not 100% sure. But usually that's what I'll try. But yeah, La Puma's pretty good too. Now I'm hungry. Roger. All right, I got my coffee and my breakfast sandwich, and I'm over here by Hayes, just making the loop around and start heading west again. Copy. I'm directly in front of Portillo's right now. All right, I think you're right behind me then, so perfect timing. Appreciate you meeting me. It'll be a quick handoff, and we can be on our way. Sounds like a winner. That way I can polish it all up and get it listed. I can, I want to get all this crap paid for. So that'll work. If I had the extra cash and impulsivity to buy it, I would probably just keep it and send you the rest. Problem is the kit I'm putting together, I mean, the Armalock crap was $300 for the 857, the battery was another $100, so, you know, you get a deal on the radio, and then you got to spend $500-$600 on the rest of the crap. Oh, yeah, and I'm just kidding, I'm not in any hurry. I've been sitting on this stuff, you know, I haven't been doing anything with it, and, as usual, I got to get off my bike. And, I'm not keeping it. Moving along.
KE8, are you H?
Good morning, Anthony. I'm going to descend Sean because I'm behind him right now. I got you, Sean. At the price you told me, that thing's going to go quick.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in, see if you guys chatted this morning, if there's a lunch meeting, or if I should just shoot you guys a text when I can get out and swing by each one of you independently.
Yeah, I'll let you coordinate with Dakota, because I think his plans have changed, but I'm game for whatever. I'm leaving early today to go get in the woods.
Good for you. What time are you leaving?
Hopefully around lunchtime.
All right. I'll shoot you a text in an hour or two, and maybe I'll just swing by a little earlier and drop this computer off to you. And then I'll coordinate with you, Sean, when I'm in the area, and hopefully you're around and I can drop your stuff off too. Good. You're getting in really rough, Sean. I don't know if you know that or it's just on my end. I'm on the phone app right now, so I don't know what's going on.
All right, I'll switch over to UMP. I'll be back in a few. W8FU.
That was much better. Dakota, you still out there?
I don't know if I signed. NADBF, I'll be clear.
I was wondering if you're still out there, Dakota. I'll talk to you later. I'll shoot you a text in a little bit.
Yeah, he and I were meeting up. He was handing me off a radio. I had borrowed him. So that's why the both of us disappeared at the same time.
Ah, that would make a lot of sense. Okay. I was like, where'd they both go at the same time?
Yeah, the 706 Mark IIG that, you know, that he was interested in, you know, not that specific one, but, you know, he was thinking about getting one, so I figured, you know, well, you know, take this one around the block, see if you really like it. So, but he's done with it. He's hitched his wagon to the Yaesu 857 train.
Yeah, I've heard really good things about those radios. I would actually not mind having, that's an all-bander, right? So you have UHF, VHF, and HF on there in a field radio configuration, I guess you'd say. That'd be a nice radio to have.
Yeah, they're really a cool little radio. The guy, he had two of them. You know, I had two of everything, in some cases four, but he had one that was all minty, never out of the box, and Brian grabbed that one, and then I grabbed the other one.
Yeah, man, you must have quite the line on this, or people just call you because you've been in the hobby for so long, because you seem to always come across good equipment as it's being passed on.
Well, I don't pull no punches. I tell people straight up. I says, you know, if you're looking to get top dollar for the stuff, I go, I'm not your guy. You know, if somebody's got to drag it around a bunch of places and, you know, and try to get the best price. Now, on the other hand, if you want to get better than somebody just walking in and say, I'll give you 10 cents on a dollar, you know, let me sell it quick, you know, a deal, but not market, you know, because at market value, you got to sit and, you got tire kickers, you got to, like, him and haw, you got to list it, you got to weigh, you know, all that stuff. You got to come in under that by enough to get people to go, damn it, I got to get that. You move this stuff quick, and everybody's usually really happy with that. But some people, you know, they're going to go to eBay and look at all the, you know, the sales, and they're going to average it, you know, and with a spreadsheet and all this, and say that, survey says I should be able to get $752.39 for that. And they say, okay, well, good luck. Have fun.
Oh, trust me, I know. Dealing in the business that I'm in with the computers, it is always a battle to explain why eBay pricing is not sustainable for high volumes, and why, you know, our pricing at a wholesale level can move hundreds and hundreds and thousands of computers, where you know, eBay, that's just not, I mean, in some people can do it, but the overhead in that is astounding. So yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Oh, the people that check eBay, those are always the people that you're like, yeah, maybe you're not a good fit to be one of our clients.
Well, it's like, you know, go ahead, be my guest. You might be right, and, you know, given enough time and effort, you know, I'm sure you'll probably realize something closer to that than I'm willing to, you know, put up with. But, you know, for me, like I said, if, you know, if the things, if you establish that they routinely get $750 for it, you know, I tell them, I says, I'll get you six today. You know, that's my philosophy. We don't mess around. We don't tire kick. We don't nothing. I'll make a few phone calls. I'll get you six for it today. You know, that's the way I like to do it. And that's how, I don't hope that my gear goes for any less. I don't want my wife dealing with this. I want somebody to come in and just, you know, move it fast and give her the check, you know. And, you know, I'm not going to cry over whether it could have got, you know, 30% more.
Yep, I know exactly what you mean. I always tell my wife, well, when it comes to fishing, go call this guy. When it comes to the guns, call this guy. You know, like, if something happens, they're going to be able to get you your money in quick.
You know, I just remembered something. I have to be down in Roseville this morning. So I don't know what your hours, you know, what your window is, but I may be heading down that way. Not too terribly long.
That could work out perfectly. If you want to shoot me a text or something when you're en route, I'm assuming you're going to maybe the police department on Grass there. I can try to meet you there, or we can, after your meeting, we can meet up. I don't have any obligations today. I got work to get done, but I could hop out real quick and meet up with you.
I'm going to wait till my staff gets in and figure out what's going on. But, I'm going to be probably along about 9-ish, 9:10-ish, 9-ish. I'm probably going to be down around Gratiot and Fraso. So we have a new construction I got to go take a look at. So all right, I'll get back on the radio and give you a call. All right, I'm here. I got to get inside and see what's cooking. W8FU.
All right, that should work. I'll catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
KE8RUH from W8FU.
KE8RUH.
Yeah, we got emptied out this morning, so I'm just waiting for a couple of guys to get back from another job, and then I'll be heading down that way. I'll keep you posted.
All right, cool. Sounds good. I will, I'll be doing my best to monitor the radio, but when you start moving, shoot me a text if you can't get me on the radio.
I have some flexibility. Is there a particular time, that window that works best for you?
Not specifically. Just let me know. I'll be, like I said, I'll be around. I got some stuff going on, but nothing that's tying me down time-wise. I can probably just zip out with enough notice.
Okay, I'm hoping within the hour. We'll shoot you a text if I don't get you here. W8FU.
All right, talk to you then. K8RUH.
Peter.
88, are you H? WAVD, this is KE8RUH. How are you doing today?
Hello, Anthony. What's up?
Not much. Just sitting here at my desk, getting a little bit of work done and thinking about lunch, thinking about a couple errands that I have to run, and we're kind of half waiting to hear from Sean so that we can meet up if it works out today. If not, as always, next week.
Yeah, I was kind of going to tag along on that, but my plans have changed a little bit. So, wife had off today, and she wants to do lunch. So, I thought, okay, then I guess that's my plan. So, and as you can tell, I don't have my seatbelt on. I did talk to Sean. It sounded to me like his day started off okay, and now it got busy. So, I think he had a couple stations, fire stations or something he had to go work on. And so I don't know. I haven't heard from him. I talked to him on the bat phone all this morning, but that was the last I had heard of him.
I plan on getting out of here.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. Nothing pressing, but we were going to meet up and I was going to give him a couple things. And he was coming down to somewhere in Roseville. No, I was just going to catch up with him there, but that guy, he's got all kinds of stuff going, so I'm not worried about it. We'll get it figured out when we get it figured out.
Good, John.
I'm going to be getting out of here probably about 15, 20 minutes. I plan on heading to, you know where Applehanny's is on Gratiot?
Sure do.
Yeah, I plan on going there with one of my guys that I got to go down to the fire hall with. We could meet before that, after that, during that, doesn't matter. But I'm going to be finally moving down there.
What would your estimated time of arrival be? I'll meet you in the parking lot before you have lunch.
Phone.
Missed that. I don't know if that was Sean or Wally.
It must have been Sean. I have to step out here for a minute. WVD.
You still there, Anthony?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm on the phone right now. With my provider here for internet, trying to figure out my contract here. As soon as I get off the phone, we'll be rolling. But did you want to meet up for lunch, or did you want to just meet and do a quick exchange, or do you want to meet after? What's best for you?
Just meet you in the parking lot there before you go in to eat and drop the stuff off. It should be perfect, and then we can catch up and shoot the breeze another time. I'll let you get to your business for the day.
Okay. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be there by a quarter two, so just tentatively I'll be there at a quarter two.
Fantastic. I'll see you then. K8RUH.
All right, I'll let you know if there's any problem. I'll call out when I get rolling. I'll be at a few.
KKJO. KKJO, WVD. Where are you at, Tom?
Ann Arbor, North End.
What harbor?
Ann
very good. Those frequencies that I pulled that were up north, never mind, up north, and Bay City area and Grand Rapids and the other. I was thinking, where do we put the other digital stuff, but now I remember. Got all the roads here fixed in New Baltimore, and they basically turned it into 696.
Oh, isn't that fun?
Oh, yeah, I saw some lady go by me. She must have been doing all up 50. Oh, this ain't gonna cut it. I'll have to talk to you later. W80.
You got P25 on you?
Yeah.
Alright, let's give that a shot. KKKJL.
W8FU.
W8.
Alrighty. On my way out the door. Just all sorts of stupid stuff going on. Nothing particularly, you know, urgent or pressing, but just an avalanche of little things.
I know how that goes. It's the never-ending stack of to-dos.
Yuppers! Oh, anyhow, man. God, now I realize how tired I am. Aha. No, not bad. So, did I hear you were doing fishing this weekend, or was that last weekend?
That was the last 2 weekends, and I was angling to go back up this weekend, but it's not going to happen. Maybe next weekend. We'll see what happens. It's the weather's changed. There should be a ton of fish in the rivers now.
Yeah, there you go. Good deal. I know Dakota's going out bow today, trying to get out in a little bit. So you guys needed to connect too, didn't you? So you going to just postpone that?
Yeah, just postpone it. I have a computer for him that's not a big deal. It's not a necessity. I've had it for him for a few weeks, and we haven't been able to connect, so it is what it is. We'll connect in a week or whatever it is.
So it's pretty easy for he and I to connect. I have to, you know, I depending on which route I take to work, I go right by his office exactly when he gets there. So, you know, if you ever need anything picked up or dropped off, that's easy for me to do. The problem is I won't be going back by there until Tuesday morning. That's the soonest, because we get Columbus Day off. Who doesn't?
Most of the world doesn't.
Yeah, I always like to rub that one in.
Also, isn't it inappropriate to call it Columbus Day now?
Well, that's the way it's still marked on the calendar, and that's what they still tell us we're getting off. Now, if you want to be, you know, more sensitive, you can say Indigenous Peoples Day, I guess. Isn't that the alt way to name it?
I think so. I just think it's funny that we're changing the names of holidays, but keeping them holidays. So, I don't know. It's wild. It's a wild world we live in.
You know, so we were just talking about that at work and, you know, about what days we get. And, you know, it's the same thing. It's like I remember when before MLK Day was a day, there were two President's Days. You had Washington and Lincoln's birthday. You got both of those off, and instead they combined them into one President's Day and then gave us MLK Day. And really what it is, it's, you know, good union, jobs negotiated for days off and, you know, in parts of the year where they didn't have any time off. Like, you know, what do you get off in October? Nothing, right? And it's kind of, you know, the doldrums until you get to the holiday season. So, you know, so they sat down at negotiations and say, yeah, we want a day off in October. And, you know, and next thing you know, Columbus Day is born. Nobody really cares one iota about Columbus or Columbus Day. It was a negotiated holiday by some union group, you know, and something like that that became codified in the national, you know, made into a national thing. And, you know, and they get jockeyed around all the time. But the important point is, are you getting the day when you want the day? Because they'll call it anything as long as it falls when it's supposed to fall.
Absolutely. That's so true. It's hilarious how it's all negotiable, right? It just depends on how big your lobby is. If you can make it whatever you want it to be.
Telephone-y-owned. Be right back. WNFU.
K-8-R-U-H. What's up, Tom? How you doing?
Heading to Detroit. You just, I agree with you that I don't get Columbus Day off either. And I'm union. We don't get Good Friday, but we get MLK Day.
That's interesting. You don't even get a half day on Good Friday?
No, but we have five floating holidays that we can take any time. So if I say, oh, okay, well, it's National Daughter's Day, that's a holiday to me, I'm taking it off, and I can take it off kind of thing, you know what I mean?
Yep. And if you play your cards right, maybe they let you stack all five of them in a row.
Oh, yeah. I always take, I get five sick days, so if I'm sick, I get five sick days, but those don't roll over, nor do the floating holidays. So when I do any type of vacation, I'll take my five floaters first, and then I'll take the 5 weeks of, you know, paid vacation that I get.
It's nice when you can make the system work for you, right?
100%. Now, on another track of the train, for the train. I acquired while I was helping a neighborhood kid with a Chromebook. I couldn't see what was wrong with it, so I replaced the screen. I replaced the screen, and it says that it's locked. And I don't know if I could take it apart, and is there like a special chip in there that locks it, or how do you default a Chromebook?
Well, I'll start by telling you I don't know the answer to that, and then I'll fill in the blanks from there. It depends on how it's locked. If it's like what would be the equivalent of BIOS password locked, you're probably not going to be able to break into that. If you are... if it's like a Windows password, you might be able to just reset Windows, and then you'll be good to go. But if it is like a BIOS password, it won't work. And then there's another layer that, depending on where it came from, it could be on a device manager program that even if you get it to wipe, when you put the new software on and try to log in, if it's managed and you're not logging in under the company or the school or whatever with one of their approved profiles, you're not going to be able to get into it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It is a Chromebook, so you know the schools use Chromebook. There is a sticker on it. It had a cracked screen. And I said, I don't know what's wrong with it. I can't do it unless I replace the screen, so... So the screen's going to be $30. I'm not going to charge you labor. I'll just charge you for the screen. He goes, okay. Put the screen in and boot it up. And then as soon as it connects to my network, boom. It says, this is the property of blah, blah, blah school. So that's why I got to tell him, you got to take it back. There's no way to break.
correct. If it's managed by that district, it's not going to work without them either putting in a password or releasing it.
Yep, and he got it from a client that he did a job for. So, and looking at the USB ports, it's got, you know, there's rust on the USB ports. I'm like, looks like this thing's been sitting for a while, or maybe the screen cracked and they didn't tell anybody, he just held on to it. And then I put a new screen in it, boot it back up, and then it does what it does. So, alright, that's what my thought was, is, you know, no luck on this one.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, with the Chromebooks, they're essentially dummy terminals, and they are extremely low value. The brand new ones are inexpensive, let alone in the secondary market. They're essentially worthless unless you have a big quantity.
Yeah, my daughter had one when she went to Rome, you know, and they said if you lose it or break it, it's like $100. I'm like, okay. So I'm going to have to look at it if they bought it out or something like that. Paid for the damages and then I kept it. But like I said, got a new screen, but there's nothing he can do with it. I'm just going to have to see if he can return it. He'll pay me for the screen, or I might just write it off as a loss. And then just have him send it back to the school that it belongs to.
Yeah, it's that's probably the right thought process because it's not there. It's basically a brick.
It's like a white box.
That's exactly what it is.
All right, so like I said, I'll write it off as a loss, and he's got to figure out what he's going to do with it because it's useless to him.
John, I'm here. I'm parked against the back wall.
Hi, Colt says I'm 3 minutes away. I'm at, I'm on Utica. Fast approaching. I'll be there just in a moment or two.
Well, 73 guys. I'm going to meet up with my coworker as well. You guys have fun, and thanks for the info. Anthony, you were my second guest that answered. Have a good one, guys. 73 KAZ KTO.
Talk to you soon, Tom. Have a great day. KE8RUH.
If I ever went here from this angle, coming down Utica, because Utica doesn't go through, so I wonder what they're going to have me do.
I think you have to hit a turnaround.
Yeah, the nav says I'm going to go through the intersection, past it a little bit, catch, what is it, Masonic or whatever it is, a half mile, whatever it is there, and double back. So, I didn't know you could go through here. Yeah, what do I know? Not my neighborhood.
You know what, I think it goes through to Common, and then Common breaks off and you'll come back up towards Gratiot. By the church there. I could be wrong, though. Oh, it's Martin.
What do you know? It does go through. I never knew that. See that? I learned something new. All right. I'm just coming up here. I'll be entering in from Martin to the backside. W it if you...
All right, we'll see you in a second.
Good afternoon. This is Tim, ADHJL. Got a bunch of running around to do today, so I'll throw a call sign out there. Hope you're doing well and enjoying this day. It's only 60 degrees, but the sun is quite bright and warm and nice out. So if you get an opportunity, step outside. In any case, this is Tim, ADHJL. I'm pretty excited tonight. It'll be interesting to see what happens. The school will on the mound, anything could happen, but it's pretty exciting night. Anybody want to talk a little baseball? I'm here for media and jail.
N8DBS.
D8RUH, you on your way out to the woods or what?
Just leaving the office, going to go home, get my stuff together and head that way.
Very cool. Now, are all your hunting spots still by your old house?
One of them is, but I traded that one for a 60-acre farm that's 15 minutes from my new house, so it's not all bad. And this one my buddy legitimately owns, like we're not a permission. So I can go there whenever and play within his rules. I can do whatever. So it's a pretty sweet setup. It's timber, it's hayfield, it's swamp. I mean, it's a deer oasis.
Awesome. I'm sure it's difficult always just looking for access and everything. So if you got a buddy that owns some property, we'll let you out there. That's good.
Yeah, it works out for me all right, too, because I've never been much of a trophy hunter. So most of these places I have permission on, too, like in Armada, they're really just lay down the does and thin out the population. So unfortunately, I haven't had too much issue finding places to hunt, but now I have a home again. So I help in the off-season and everything, and that's kind of where I go.
Well, yeah, I'm sure you're not going to shy away from a big buck, but the point of it is to fill your freezer, right?
That's it. My wife told me this morning you need to shoot a deer because our freezer's empty. I said, I know. I'm leaving early to go do it. I'm just debating on, do I buy the combo tag or do I just buy a couple of antlerless tags and call it a day? I think I might just buy a couple of antlerless tags.
Know what happens if you do that, though, right?
Yep. But like I said, I got to kind of play within his rules, and he's got young boys, and, you know, it's his property, and I told him out the gate. I'm like, I got no interest in a trophy off of your land. They're yours. Go ahead. Can't eat the antlers. I shot that 10.2 years ago, and the thing's not even Euro-mounted. I just have the skull and antlers sitting in my basement on a shelf, so I'd rather let someone else take those things down and enjoy it and do something with it.
Yeah, I guess if the rule is that you got to leave those big bucks alone, then just buy some antlerless tags. And, man, at this point, it's cooler to let a kid get it than it would be for you anyways. A kid's going to get more joy out of it than you will, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's how I look at it. I mean, I've shot two bucks my whole life. I was shot one when I was 12. That was an 8-point, and then I shot that one 2 years ago. That was a 10-point, and I'll keep that record going. I don't have any desire to shoot anything tiny, or I'll call him. You know, if he's got some bad genes out there or whatever, I'll get rid of them. But I'm not gonna take a trophy from somebody unless he tells me to.
Yeah, for sure. It would, like I said, it'd be more fun to get the call that one of his boys got it and they need you to come out and help him find it or whatever and be part of the process than it would be to shoot it yourself at this point.
No doubt about it, man. That's my favorite part of hunting is getting people on birds or deer or helping them recover them or whatever. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love shooting stuff too, but, you know, I've been doing this my whole life, and it's way more about the people you're with than what you're doing.
Yep, that's how it is salmon fishing for me now. Like, I don't know, if we weren't taking new friends, and, like, my dad was supposed to go this year, but last minute wasn't able to go, but, you know, taking other people to go, I don't know that I'd do it anymore or that I would take it as serious as I do because, man, it's so much more fun to get somebody else on a fish. I've caught hundreds, maybe 1,000 of them over the last 20 years. You know, why do I need to do it? But when somebody else gets to reel in a 20-pound fish that they can sight fish, it's pretty awesome.
That's such a good way to break it down, too. I never really thought about it that way, but I'm the same way with turkeys and, you know, filling people's freezers and building their guns and all that. Like, I would so much rather share the knowledge and teach these people, you know, teach a man to fish, right, instead of just doing it for them. I can't, 100%. Like, you know, it's come full circle. Not that my dad's really taught me to hunt too much. I'm kind of self-taught, but I'm helping refine him, and I've been kitting him out the last couple of years, you know, building all of his gear and whatnot. And I think it's helped him be tremendously more successful. Like, the dude stacks bodies all year, every year. And I got some buddies that, I got a bunch of buddies that I got their first turkey because they never got one. And to me, that's like, I'd rather have that picture hanging on the wall than the turkey I shot.
Absolutely. Yeah, man, it's fun. I'm bumming. I'm in the car on the way back up north to fish right now, but I'm really thinking about going back up next weekend. It'll still be really good. And yeah, man, it's so much fun.
So how long are you chasing fish until you're gonna start chasing deer?
You know, I'd love to tell you I'm going to get back up north one or two more times, but I'm not sure. Over the last couple of years, I've been we'll call it a fair weather hunter. I get out opening weekend, and that's about it. I am definitely not comfortable enough to think I could even take a shot with a bow yet. So I'll wait till gun season. I'll get out. Hopefully, I'll get something, and we'll see what happens. You know, I'm to the point, though, like, even though I'm very new to it, we'll say, or less experienced, I would sit there and not be able to shoot anything, not even bring a gun, just go sit there and take pictures or something. I don't know. It's just so awesome to sit outside, whether it's warm, cold, whatever. There's nothing better than falling asleep in a blind.
That's true. I'm not much of a sleeper in the blinds, but, man, I just love sitting there. One of the best things I've done, I bought a really, really, really nice pair of binoculars, and I found myself behind glass way more than I was behind a gun. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get some ridiculous binos and just watch, because that's literally my favorite thing to do is watch these things do stuff in the field and learn how they function and what they do, and in turn that makes you a way better hunter because you know exactly what these deer are going to do or whatever you're chasing.
Yep, observation is 90% of the goal. You got to know what they're going to do, where they're going to be, so that you can be there.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I'm heading home right now. I'm going to get my stuff together. I feel like I should probably send a bolt or two into the target just as a smack in the ass that I'm confident and get my stuff and go.
Yeah, man, I'm excited for you. Hopefully you find some success. I know time is finite these days, so definitely shoot me some pics if you get lucky.
I will for sure. The only thing that makes me nervous, and I'm one of those everything else I like shiny and new, but I'm one of those hunters that you know, nothing's cool until you wear the new off, and all my stuff is just used, right? I know it. I could operate it inside out, backwards, in the dark, no problem, and I'm going out with a crossbow that I've got 30 bolts through, 20 bolts through. Bought it at the tail end of last season. I sat with it exactly zero times. So, you know, I'm going out with this brand new weapon that I'm not all too familiar with, and that's the only thing that's in the back of my mind.
You know, I don't have any experience really with a crossbow, but from everything I hear and read, they operate so much like a gun that, you know, if you can put two bolts through it at your house before you leave, That sucker should be on. You should be, you know how to shoot a gun, so you should be comfortable with it.
It's not so much the accuracy or that, it's the nuances of a crossbow. You know, you've got a cocking mechanism, and you've got a bolt that rests in a track, and then you've got, you know, it's got a decocking mechanism, and then you got a handle for that cocking mechanism. Like, there's a little bit more to it that is kind of like, all right, I got to remember X, Y, and Z to do this the correct way versus like a bow. And I guess, no, it's very similar to a bow, right? Like, you knock your arrow the same way every time. You flip your rest up every time. You clip your release on the same way every time. It's the same principle. I just haven't done it enough yet to be like, I could do this, you know, blindfolded backwards in the dark.
I get it, man. I comparing apples and oranges, but last year I broke a fly rod on one salmon trip when I was going back up the next weekend, so I went and bought a new one during the week and then warrantied the other one, and it was like, oh, man, and even now, like, I fished it two weekends ago and was like, I don't like this. I'm used to the old one. Like, I have that one figured out. Like, there's just something to it. It's just like old hat, right? Like, I've been fishing that rod for 10 years, and it's all good. And then you put something else in my hand, and I got to figure it out again. And it just, everything changes. So I totally understand what you're saying.
It's almost comparable, not a relationship, but like it becomes an extension of you when you use something for that long. I got rifles that are the same way, man. Like, I don't even think about it when I'm running those guns. It's all muscle memory, and it's crazy, because then when you pick up something new, you're like, oh, what is this? I don't know what I'm doing. So on those fly rods, what's the difference? I mean, I know weights, and I know actions and all that. Is that how fly rods are, too?
So they categorize them by line weight, and, the very common weight for trout is a 5 weight. And, like, if you just want an all-around trout rod, panfish, you'd grab a 5 weight. And then you start getting into, like, steelhead, people are running 7s, sometimes 8s. And then with salmon, I run a 9 and a 10. And the one that broke was a 9 weight, and then the new one was a 10, and it just the action was different. You know, it's like imagine you went and bought a new bait caster or spin rod, and it just operates differently.
That ain't DDF. Nope, I get that. I know what you mean, throwing baits on, like, my analogy, like, just like my bait casters with a heavy rod throwing frogs for pads versus throwing, you know, like a worm or some kind of plastic on, like, a Texas rig versus on my other bait casters. I get the difference. It's all about how you throw it, and it feels different.
Absolutely.
Well, on another note, my Armalock didn't come today. I was kind of hoping it was going to be here. I wanted to screw around with it this week. I mean, it says it's coming tomorrow, but I think that's the last thing I need, and this 857 man pack will be done.
What bag did you end up getting?
So I'll send it to you, because if you're going to do something similar with the A91, I highly recommend it. I was pleasantly surprised by the bag quality. It's some weird one on Amazon. I got it on sale for $33, and then I bought another pouch for, like, $9. And I'm able to fit a 7-amp-hour Dakota Lithium, the 857 in the Armalock, and then I have another small pouch that I can put RG316 coax with BNC, and some kind of end fed in there. So I can literally fit everything in one dinky bag. And then on the pouch I ordered, it's got ripcord. So I have my carbon 6, soda beans carbon 6, 19-foot mast on the front of the bag. So I can literally grab that bag, and go get on the air, which I think is freaking awesome. It's the smallest setup I've ever had.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely send me that the bags that you picked up.
Yeah, I will for sure. Probably when I'm sitting in the blind light or waiting for something to walk in front of me. But yeah, no, I'm pretty excited about it. I found it on Reddit. Some guy said that he, exact same setup. So I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. It's on Amazon if it doesn't work. The only thing I got to figure out how I want to do is I got to cut through the front pouch into the main compartment for the power, which isn't a big deal because that pouch is never going to come off. But yeah, I'm excited. I'm trying to get this thing dialed in so we can do some fall POTA again.
Be awesome. I can't wait to see it finished. I had to take a call, but I got to get up from my desk. So I'll catch up with you later. I'll be back at my desk in a few minutes. It's KE8RUH.
All right, man. Sorry, I had to reply to a couple chats I just got. I will be standing by for a bit here. N8DBF.
KC8, as we get to you.
I think we'll do a really good job in the northwestern area, so. we'll see. Anyways, you just on your way home from work, or what's going on?
I'm on the way to pick up the kiddos. Gotta get them from the bus stop.
Okay, fun thing to do. All right, I'm testing out the receive on this thing. I found cable I put on in the receive side of the duplexer was bad, and I just replaced it. Just hopefully I'll. I'm going about. Where am I going? I'm about 6-7 miles away from the repeater. I'm at my house. Let's see if I can still get in.
Yeah, from your house, you could probably take the antenna off. And get the oldest one's birthday this weekend, so that'll be fun.
Yeah, basically it's a wide range node into the network right now. But, anyways, so how are the kids? How old are they now?
Well, the oldest turns 12 tomorrow, and the youngest is 10, so, yeah, definitely, growing up fast, and starting to look like little mini adults.
Yeah, my grandson is 10, and my granddaughter's 7. The 10-year-old is starting to act like a person. You can actually have a conversation with him, you know. You know, he doesn't just answer in one word answers and stuff.
Yeah, it depends. Sometimes it's a one word answer, or sometimes you'll get a conversation out of him. Definitely getting bigger, getting more mature.
Yeah, the 7-year-old's still got a ways to go. You know, it's all the deals about, like, he'll be on the phone and they'll be on the speaker and, you know, ask her a question. And she just, like, nods her head. You know, she's on the phone and she's nodding her head. And her father says, you know, he says, Anthony, he just asked your question. Answer him.
Yeah, we took a bit to get the kids used to that because, you know, when they were younger, we would do video calls, so they would, you know, you could see them, and, you know, they could show you things. Like, you're in a phone call, and, hey, watch me do this. It's like, no, I can't really watch you do that. You gotta be in a video call for that one.
Yeah, I could say, you know, you're actually talking with somebody without actually seeing them? What's this old technology?
Yeah, got to give them an old phone that only made phone calls.
Yeah, I love seeing the kids deal with an old corded dial phone with a little dial on it. And there's a great video out there where it shows, you know, they put a couple teams in front of an old dial phone. Here's the phone number, call it. And that's the only instruction they gave.
Yeah, I should really throw them off, give them a rotary phone, watch them try to figure out how to use that.
Yeah, they're going to have a concert of the headset. They finally picked it up.
Okay. KF8EFV, I didn't catch the anything after the N8, but I was taking a left turn, so a bit delayed on the response.
GZKJ, oh, did you make it home?
K8,
are you H? What's the deal with the tail squelch?
Is it still giving the tail squelch?
Yeah, it sounds like a pigeon being shocked.
I thought I had remedied that. Let me get through the settings and see if I can change that. This radio is making me nuts.
Go for it. I'll be here for a couple minutes, or for a little bit longer. I just got from M19. KFAPAP,
yeah, that tail squelch just scared the living daylights out of me. K8RUH, is that tail squelch still there? You can let me know.
Oh, there you go. Now it's gone. KFAPAP.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, I figured I've been told once or twice. I thought I've fixed it like three times now. So I'm going to keep an eye on it and see if maybe it's one of those settings that goes back every time you turn the radio on.
What are you going to
do? I missed that one. What'd you say, Tom?
What is it, a Yaesu?
No, it's a BTEC UV Pro, which for a while was one of my favorite radios, but it is waning at the moment. It's a pretty neat little radio that has a PNC in it, so it should be able to do CRS imaging, but definitely been struggling with those modes trying to get it to work, or at least get it to receive and be active.
I never messed with a BTEC. I know on my Balfour leads, there's one that says beep on or off, and I turn it off. And there's another one that says Roger, and I turn that off. So you don't get that Roger beep in there, that's squelched. But I'm glad you found it. Let's see what happens when you power cycle it, or turn it off, turn it back on. Who knows?
Yeah, it's some ID. I don't know, but give me a second. I'll turn it off, turn it back on. We'll see what happens. I'll be right back. K8RUH.
Oh, we've got KZKJ on our another station out there. How you doing? This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
K8RUH. It appears that the setting held. Let me know if you hear anything.
Nope, you're good, Anthony.
Awesome. Where are you at? Are you on your way home?
I'm on M19 in Lenox Township, trying to get into Richmond. There's a train coming, so I don't necessarily want to beat it. I want to beat it to the crossing so I can sit there and watch it.
just go slow.
Oh, no, I want to do my 55, 60 miles an hour down the 55 zone, get into Richmond and get ahead of the train. I said, that way I can pull off to the side. Well, there's a parking lot. I can sit there and wait for the crossings to go down.
There you go.
No, I love trains. Love, love, love trains. Always have, always will. My favorite, 4014 Big Boy.
One of my coworkers is a big train guy. He actually will take days off and go down to somewhere in Ohio where there's like a bunch of tracks that all, I don't know if they intersect or if they just come together or I don't know what it is, but he always goes down there and will watch the trains for a few hours and then come home when he has a day off.
I think that's in Cincinnati, and that's the diamond tracks right there where like four of them intersect. Yeah, that's pretty cool to watch too.
Yep, yeah, he loves it. I don't know if it's all the way to Cincinnati, but I know it's like 3-4 hours away. But hey, I'm gonna let you go. I got a little bit more yard work to do and then get some dinner. So this is KERUH and it's good talking to you this evening, Tom. Maybe we'll catch up tomorrow.
All right, have a good one, Anthony. Yeah, I'm working them out, so I'll definitely be on the radio at one point or another. Send it to me. Enjoy your yard work. KK Joe. Monitoring and mobile still.
KE8 CFM.
For a couple, what's going on?
Hey, how are you doing? You still driving around for work?
Oh, every day. I'm actually in Richmond Township right now, about 5 minutes from the house.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm driving out to the... We're going to try and do some evening fishing here, so we're driving to Elginac, North Channel launch, and we're going to go head up there, so at least the weather radar shows it's going to cooperate with us, but yeah, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, it's pouring up here in Richmond, and my wife just called, so I got to see what she wants to do about dinner. I'll catch you on a bed or something. Let me turn your final
KCKGO. All right, sounds good. KEATFM monitoring.
W8FU.
KEATFM. How you doing, Sean?
Spectacular. How's Davian? How's the kids? How's everything? Haven't heard you in a bit.
Yeah, everybody's good. Yeah, everybody's good. We're right back to the normal school routine, right? Kids are in all their sports, school full time. So we're back to the chaos until Thanksgiving. But no, everybody's doing good. I might be at the end of my rope. I'm in New Baltimore here, so I don't know how much longer I'm going to hold the repeater.
All right, well, that works out because I'm just pulling up to a stop here. I just was out running a couple of errands here, and but it's good hearing you. And, yeah, you know, with the school-age kids like you got there, it's the routine, man. You got your hands full, and I know you do a lot with them, so good deal. Well, it's good hearing you. I'll let you finish out your rope there, and I'll be back in a little bit if you're still around. W8FU.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, I'll be on the radio in a little bit. I'm putting the boat in the water here, and as soon as it's in, I'll have the radio turned on again on the boat, so maybe I'll talk to you later. All right, take it easy. We'll talk to you. KE8TFM. Thank you.
N8DBS.
JS8DIC.
Yeah, my radio and the boat don't work. I gotta figure out where I can listen to this thing. KGATSM.
KF8BOT.